History through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, presented on the air and online by Provident Payments, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are stories there that should not go untold. We've learned they don't have to go untold as long as we're willing to do something about it. Our goal is to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice. We want to preserve their stories so we never forget the price that's been paid for our freedom. And along the way, not only are we educated, not only are we entertained, but so often we find ourselves inspired by these stories from our greatest generation. When you reach the century mark, there isn't too much you haven't seen, but a special moment at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Fresno, California this last week proved you're never too old for surprises. March 6th was birthday number 100 for Ray Lee, one of the few remaining Chinese-American veterans of World War II, and I'm going to let him tell you what happened.
We had quite a few people that came down to the museum, and it was quite a surprise for me. My kids said, "We're going to go eat at a Chinese restaurant." I said, "Okay, I'll go." So we head downtown, and I know something funny. They're not going to the restaurant. They're going to the museum. I said, "I don't know what's going on." So we got out of the car. We parked the car. We got out. I walked in the museum, and there were a bunch of people in there. And I looked around. All the tables all set. I said, "They pulled a trick on me." And all the people was walking around. And, I knew something was up. And I knew something was going to happen. So we sat down, we had dinner there. We had a few discussions. I had a few words to say. They want me to say a few words. I'm not much of a public speaker, but I did what I was supposed to. Anyhow, they had the TV people there. I think it was Channel 30. They were pretty nice people. They took my picture of me and all this stuff, and I was kind of shy. I didn't want to say too much. So I sat down, we had dinner. It was a pretty nice dinner, and we enjoyed it.
Did they at least get you Chinese food?
Oh, I missed my Chinese food. That's what we were supposed to go to a Chinese restaurant, and they turned around and went to the museum. I said, "Something's funny."
How did that make you feel?
Oh, I feel pretty good. Surprise. Mm-hmm. Quite a shock. Anyhow, we had a good time. All my old friends were there, and I was glad to see them. It was a pretty good-sized crowd, and we had our dinner, dessert. Then we left the museum around about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. They shut it down, so we went home. It was a nice affair we had. I was really surprised.
Did all the attention and being at the museum make you think about your Army days at all?
Yeah, it kind of brings back memory. I have a few things I kind of remember, but I don't want to say anything about it. I was classified as a medic. My number was 861 classification. I did my duty in Europe and Japan. It was interesting. From what I see, these young kids, they should be more educated in our world about the, what we went through. These kids nowadays, they don't understand what we had to do. But as we were young, we see a lot of things that these kids have not seen before, and we don't talk about it. Especially among the younger kids. We, as a veteran, we understand each other. We talk about it once in a while. But it was a good experience to see things.
And Ray did tell us some of those stories almost 5 years ago when we sat down at that same museum where he spent more than a quarter of his life volunteering. He took us back to his childhood. After his mother left the family to pursue an acting career, Ray, his brother, and their two sisters were raised by their grandmother, who had immigrated to the U.S. from China.